My pleasure to say hello to Tracy West, Assistant Executive Director of the Wells Fargo Championship, taking place at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Good morning, Anne. I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Charlotte and Quail Hollow, and we started off the morning with a sunrise service and the sun coming up over the 18th green, and wow, what a great day to start the and finalize the week.
Exactly. I'm glad to hear it's good weather, and happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't know how y'all juggle all that. I admire working mothers so much, but anyway, it promises to be the Xander Rory show, and you got to love that, right? This final round showdown.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly Xander had a bigger lead, you know, heading into Saturday, and Rory was able to cut it to one, and it's going to be a great shootout. But there's, you know, there's a lot of other guys on the leaderboard. You know, I was telling a couple of our staff members last night, I'm like, you know, don't count out a guy like Sepp Straka. I mean, he can go low. You know, Jason Day's right there, and he's playing, you know, good golf. So it could be anyone's tournament, but it's going to be fun to watch Xander and Rory.
Right. I mean, you never obviously know what can happen. But Xander, he's at 12 under. He leads Rory by one. And Rory, just playing lights out. He shot a bogey-free 4-under-67 yesterday. He had a bogey-free round the day before. And the thing is, he's won this event three times, right? I wonder, what about this golf course, do you think, Tracy, is so appealing to Rory McIlroy?
Yeah, he has won three times. And, you know, he really has a deep affinity for Quail Hollow, for the Charlotte community, obviously the Harris family, you know, very tight with Johnny Harris. So he seems to, you know, bring his A game and play really well here. So he's been enjoying the week, and he spent some time last night with the CBS crew. They had a dinner here at Quail Hollow, and he's just having fun this week. So I wouldn't doubt that he will pull it off today.
Yeah, and actually, you know, did so well with Lowry in the Zurich Classics, you know, coming off that win. So he's feeling pretty good. And, you know, anytime he's in a tournament, Rory, he's such a great talker, and he often says exactly what he feels, you know. So from a media standpoint, we love that. But how did his press conference play out earlier in the week when, you know, he told the media that he would not rejoin the Players Policy Board? You know, there were rumors going around that Patrick Cantlay and Jordan Spieth and Tiger blocked him from rejoining the board. How was all that? How did all that play out, Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he certainly obviously, you know, shared his thoughts, but he's, you know, still going to be deeply involved. I mean, he's also been named part of the subcommittee that is going to be negotiating a possible deal with PIF. So he's still incredibly involved. So just because he's not a player director doesn't mean that he doesn't have a say and help direct the tour moving forward. So he's one of three players. It's going to be Tiger, him, and Adam Scott that will be part of that subcommittee that will help negotiate the deal with PIF, or if there is a deal with PIF.
I know, right? You have to wonder. I know you're in a tough position to say, you know, to give your opinion on some of these questions, but I said earlier, you got to wonder if the PGA Tour overall really wants to do a deal with PIF. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I think that they do. You know, they're trying to figure out, hey, what is the best thing to do for golf moving forward, not only the players, but the fans. But it's complicated. I mean, obviously, you know, these are big organizations, and trying to make sure that there's a long view of this, and what does golf look like, not only 5 years from now, but 10 years, 20 years. So it's not an easy scenario, but we have faith and trust in the leadership and Commissioner Monahan and the entire policy board that they will figure this out. And they've got some really smart guys, you know, now involved, obviously, from the SSG, the investments. So we're confident that this is going to get figured out for the fans, for the communities that host PGA Tour events, and the charities that benefit.
Sure. I know I read where the chief marketing officer of RBC was quoted as saying, you know, we're all watching the PGA Tour right now try to sort through the business model that has been under significant strain and has still not fully resolved itself. It is requiring a lot of patience. So, you know, I know this is the last year of Wells Fargo's sponsorship of this championship. And I know Wells Fargo, they've been involved, what, since 2011?
Well, prior to that, Wachovia, which they, you know, purchased Wachovia. So
right.
Really, this tournament, they were the original sponsor since 2003. So this is definitely a very melancholy week, you know, for Wells. And but it, you know, we focused on really celebrating, you know, their partnership and their support of golf, you know, for this long, you know, with their involvement since 2003, we've raised over $30 million into the Charlotte community. So that's something that they're incredibly proud of, as they should be. And they are hosting, you know, a lot of their clients and prospects and Wells Fargo associates and so forth here this week. So it's really been a little bit melancholy, but a lot of fun. And they're really going out with a bang and making sure that they have the best impact that they can in the Charlotte community.
Sure. And, you know, with these signature events on the PGA Tour, with the increase in prize money to $20 million, you have the change of status with these signature events. And so, you know, obviously the uncertainty of the PGA Tour and its negotiations with the Saudis. I would think some sponsors are thinking twice about sticking around, whereas other companies may be looking for the opportunity to gain, you know, a seat at the table. So what are your thoughts about that? I mean, you know, you're seeing a couple of these big name sponsors pulling out of these PGA Tour events. And I read where, what is it, Truist is taking over now?
Is that they haven't, and PGA Tour hasn't announced who the title sponsor is. I would expect that that would be who will be announced in the next several weeks, but it hasn't been announced. However, yeah, I think, you know, different companies are looking at their business model. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, it's they're making a change and maybe not renewing a title sponsorship, but sometimes it's because of the business model and it's not necessarily because of what's happening on the tour. But you're right, sometimes it is. And I think, you know, different companies are making decisions for different reasons. But I think overall, you know, the tour is doing a great job, you know, at continuing to renew most partnerships and or grow them, and new companies coming in, you know. So, for example, Cognizant, you know, taking over in, you know, West Palm. So there's still a lot of excitement around the game and companies that realize that it's a terrific platform for what they may be attempting to do from a business model and gain customers and entertain clients. And golf is an incredibly great way to do that. So I'm very bullish, you know, on the strength of the PGA Tour and where we're heading. There may be little blips here and there, and certainly understand, you know, the CMOs from RBC, her comments, and that there may be some title sponsors that renew shorter periods until the tour settles down and the ecosystem settles down in some way.
But there are always companies, as you know, that want to get involved with golf. So where other companies might say, hey, we don't want to put up that kind of money with these signature events, you have, you know, I'm sure a plethora of other companies who are like, yeah, I want to get involved with golf and you know, really be at that table, right? So I think as you say, they're always going to find companies who want a seat at the table.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the PGA Tour is a, you know, blue chip, you know, organizations. I mean, it's one of the most respected organizations in sports. So I think that title sponsors, you know, want to have that partnership and that association with a great entity. So I think that it will always continue to grow, in my opinion, at least.
So what has your week been like? Give us an idea of what Tracy West does day to day at this championship.
Yeah, it's busy, no question. I'm really here to support our team. You know, we have a terrific team here, you know, led by Gary Silva, our tournament director that's been with us for the 7 years that we've managed this event, and Carrie Cansegor, and just our entire team here. We've got 12 individuals that work for ProLink Sports, our company, that manage the event. I certainly, and Hollis Kavner, you know, help them and oversee the, you know, the bigger strategies and so forth, you know, on a year-round basis. But I'm here to support them. I do a lot of work with the players and some of the stuff with the tour, and then really just here for Wells Fargo and making sure that all the player things that they do, the entertainment that they do with the players goes well. So I try and focus on that and really taking care of Wells Fargo this week.
Well, you all do such a great job. Tracy, I see your work down at the Valspar Championship, which is incredible. And I wanted to get your opinion switching to women's golf, because I know you're such a big women's golf advocate, going on at the same time as the Wells Fargo is the Cognizant Founders Cup, which is taking place right here in the New York metropolitan area in Clifton, New Jersey at Upper Montclair Country Club. And it's just, Nelly Korda's had just this incredible win streak, as you know, but I don't know. It looks like it sadly may come to an end. I mean, she's 11 shots behind heading into the final round today. And so barring a miracle, you never know what can happen, but just your thoughts on Nelly Korda's incredible win streak.
Well, she is just phenomenal, right? You know, and I've been watching and trying to catch little glimpses, you know, the past couple of days, you know, as we're running around here. And, yeah, I know at one time, you know, she was down 10 strokes, and I'm like, you know, it's early still. And you know, so I would never count her out, but it is just for her to be able to, again, bring the attention. And I think the LPGA's have grown a lot in the last couple of years, and obviously with Lexi and her and Jessica, and just if she can keep this going. I mean, I read someone had a great quote the other day that, you know, she's the Caitlin Clark of, you know, the LPGA Tour. You know, really just that this quick burst of excitement and attention, I hope, continues to raise the bar in people's viewership. And it just seems that women's sports, between what Caitlin Clark's been able to do, obviously what Nelly's doing, you know, more people are watching, and I just hope that continues and people, new fans, are will stick with it.
Oh, absolutely. It's certainly attracting new fans, and the excitement has been unbelievable. And just watching them play is such a joy. You know, yesterday I was like, you know, I was going back and forth between, you know, the Wells Fargo Championship and the Cognizant Founders Cup. And they have this kind of like match play scenario going on over there as well as what might transpire, you know, today at the Wells Fargo. So plenty of great golf to watch. Tracy, continued success. I really appreciate you taking some time, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thanks, Ann.
Have a great day. Enjoy the Wells Fargo Championship final round.